on this day with Gunners and Ally.
Time to check out what happened on this day for Tuesday, the 17th of December. Might I add, 8 sleeps until Christmas. Today, Pope Francis, head of the Catholic Church and sovereign of the Vatican City, is 83 years old. Linda McGill, the Australian swimmer, in 1965, she became the first Australian woman to swim the English Channel. She's 74 today. Paul Rogers, lead vocalist with the bands Free and Bad Company, is 70. Bill Pullman, the US actor, stars in loads of things, including the movie Independence Day and also Sleepless in Seattle. He's 66. Sarah Dallin, the vocalist with UK trio Bananarama, is 58. Mila Jovovich, the Russian-born actress and model, can't forget her. She was amazing in The Fifth Element and also appeared in Ben Stiller's Zoolander. She's 44 today. Dynamo, the English magician, is 37. And Tom Walker, the Scottish singer-songwriter, had a hit with Leave a Light On. He's 28 today.
It was on this day in 1849 that the first bowler hat was sold by Thomas and William Bowler in London.
Orville and Wilbur Wright made their first ever flight at Kitty Hawk in 1903.
Peter's Ice Cream went on sale in Melbourne for the first time in 1929.
Yum! Do you remember those little vanilla ice cream buckets that you could get?
Yeah!
You can still buy them.
Really?
Probably about $2 now. Used to be 50 cents.
Used to be 5 cents back in my day.
No, didn't really. It was 3 cents.
In 1967, Harold Holt, Australia's Prime Minister, disappeared while swimming.
At Cheviot Beach.
Never found. What do you reckon about that?
You know, there was a rumour that he was kidnapped by the Japanese in a mini submarine. Unbelievable.
Or actually sunning himself in the Bahamas. Who knows? It's remained a mystery.
This began as a half-hour Christmas special back in 1989. Yeah, The Simpsons. Their very first episode went to air on this day.
And Avatar, directed by James Cameron, opened in Australian cinemas today in 2009. The most expensive film of all time also became the biggest box office movie of all time.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day, Tuesday, the 17th of December.